The ongoing clashes between protesters and police in Peru over its political crisis killed at least one person over the weekend and saw others hospitalized in Lima. Protesters demanding the resignation of President Dina Boluarte are seen here. The fatality brings the total death toll to near 60 over 8 weeks. Some protests escalated as demonstrators armed with rocks and makeshift shields clashed with police, who deployed gas and rubber bullets. The violence began in early December after the impeachment and arrest of former President Pedro Castillo on charges of rebellion. He was also embroiled in multiple corruption investigations. Supporters are demanding his release. Initially focused in Peru's rural mountainous south, the protests have since gained steam in the capital. Boluarte expressed regret early on Saturday after Congress refused to speed up the timeline for a presidential election amid the unrest. Lawmakers had given an initial green light to moving elections from 2026 to 2024, but on Friday voted down proposals to hold the election this year. Meanwhile, Boluarte has maintained she will stay on as president until elections are held.